You are listening to Defunct Games Presents Cyril Reed's Metal Gear. Previously on Cyril Reed's Metal Gear. After outsmarting wild dogs, infiltrating Outer Heaven, saving the captured Snake Men, battling the Shotgunner, escaping incarceration, and surviving the moving bridge, Solid Snake has finally discovered the truth. He's been set up by his commanders, lied to about the nature of his mission. He wasn't supposed to have this kind of success. Justin Haley was nothing more than a diversion. Alone and cut off from his team, Solid Snake is starting to feel the pressure of the mission. Will this sudden revelation change our hero's resolve to find and destroy Metal Gear? Find out now as we dig into another exciting chapter of Cyril Reed's Metal Gear. Chapter 13, The Underwater Tunnel. In spite of the dangers that threatened him, in spite of the suspicions he held, no matter how justified he believed they were, Haley knew that he must continue to follow orders and carry out his mission. His training and discipline would not permit him to disobey a superior officer, even one whose motives were suspect. If he accepted Control's warning as true and got hold of an enemy uniform, he'd have to keep his camouflage suit with him always to make certain that the Homer was operative. That would add even more weight to the load he was carrying. By now, Solid Snake was carrying with him enough gear for 3 men. If he could find the homing device, remove it, and take it with him, Haley could leave the suit and camo behind. But first, he'd have to find an enemy uniform. They don't come empty. He'd have to empty one. On feet as quiet as a panther's, Solid Snake sneaked up behind an unsuspecting tank guard and rabbit punched him. Out cold! Working fast, Solid Snake stripped the guard of his uniform. He slipped out of the clothes and put the body armor on again, this time next to his skin. Then he climbed into the enemy uniform and made certain the 4 key cards were safe in his pocket, along with the rations. Haley picked up the camo and ran his hands carefully over the entire uniform. Sewn into the sleeve, Justin Haley located the miniaturized homing device. But he wouldn't have to bring along the entire uniform, only the sleeve. Ripping off the sleeve, Solid Snake stuffed it into the pocket of the terrorist uniform he was now wearing. Employing the mine detector to protect him from hidden mines, Haley took the first steps out onto the minefield. Ba-room! Ba-room! Boom! Behind him, Solid Snake heard a series of explosions. The tanks he mined had been blown sky high. It was a monumental diversion, noisy and deadly. Frightened terrorists were running in every direction, yelling in fear. But Solid Snake couldn't stop to look back. Watching every step he took, Captain Haley managed to make his way through the minefield. Just ahead was a storage shed in the clearing. It must hold something vital, thought Haley. Using keycard 4, he unlocked the shed. Inside, tied to a chair, was a captured Snake Man. He had been severely beaten. Solid Snake untied the man.
Bill, it's me, he said. Never mind the enemy uniform and Solid Snake.
The prisoner made a gasping noise. Haley knelt by the wounded man's side and put his ear close to Solid Snake Man's lips.
Dr. Petrovich is on the 2nd floor of Building 2,
gasped the prisoner and closed his eyes. As the man passed out, his fingers pointed to a tile on the floor, one that appeared to be the same as any other tile in the room. Haley looked more closely. The tile was loose. He moved it, and underneath was keycard 5. Solid Snake picked it up and pocketed it. Could he believe this man? Was Dr. Petrovich on the 2nd floor, or was this a trap? Haley made a thorough search of the storage shed. He picked up more rations and made a very useful find, an antenna. Now the transceiver would work a lot better, and the radio transmission from Control would come in more clearly. Justin Haley decided to try for Dr. Petrovich on the second floor of Building 2, as the dying Snake Man had told him. But when he reached the second floor, Solid Snake encountered a huge, deep tank of liquid between him and the next objective. Was the liquid plain water, or something far more deadly, such as acid? Whatever it was, Captain Haley didn't trust the look of it. Even so, he was going to have to get across it somehow. He approached it with a probing look, trying to scope it out. In the center of the tank, deep under the surface of the liquid, was what appeared to be an underwater tunnel. Where did it lead? Was it an entrance to where Solid Snake should go next? Or was it another of Katafi's traps? Or both? Once again, Solid Snake was facing a crucial test. The underwater tunnel had to be investigated. But it might be a false tunnel, with no opening on the other end. Captain Haley could be trapped there and drown. Also, he was loaded down with heavy equipment, weapons he would need to succeed in his mission. Although he was a powerful swimmer, Solid Snake would be hampered by the weight of his gear. And who knew how long the underwater tunnel might be? A few hundred yards? A mile? 10 miles? How long could Haley hold his breath? Which was the fail-safe point, beyond which there was no turning back again? None of these questions had easy answers. Precious moments were being wasted on what-ifs. There was only one thing to do, and that was to dive in. Strapping his equipment to his back, Solid Snake filled his lungs with all of the air they could hold, executed a perfect jackknife into the water, and swam towards the underwater tunnel. Inside the tunnel, it was pitch black. He swam for what seemed like a very long time. The air in Captain Haley's lungs was depleting fast, but there was still no end to the tunnel. He just went on and on, getting darker and darker. Solid Snake realized, with grim certainty, that this was a trap. It was already too late to swim back to the starting point. Haley's breath would never hold out that long, and he was already beginning to feel lightheaded. He couldn't make it to the surface because the heavy equipment was holding him down as though he was tied to a rock. The situation appeared to be hopeless. Solid Snake would drown and Metal Gear would destroy the civilized world. Yet Haley could not give up. Not while he still had air in his lungs. Suddenly, he saw at the other side of a tunnel, a small door. He swam to it. He tried it. Locked. By now, things were turning black in front of his eyes, and there was almost no air left in his lungs. Perhaps he could unlock the door with a key card. There was very little time left. He'd have only one chance to get that door open before he blacked out and drowned. Which card should he try? The new one. Key card 5. With wet and feeble hands, Justin Haley fished the key card out of his pocket and managed to get it into the lock. He was on the verge of passing out. And then, the secret entrance opened, and Haley swam through it, into the shallow gutter at the other side of an underwater tunnel. As he did, his hand scraped along the side of the tunnel and found something. Without thinking, he held on tightly to what he'd found. Raising his face to the surface, Solid Snake drew in great, ragged gulps of air. Looking around, he saw that he'd reached the other side of a huge tank. He was saved! Wet and trembling with exhaustion, Solid Snake drew himself out of the pool and lay on the rim, panting and gasping. He'd allowed himself no more than 60 seconds to get his strength back. Then he had to go on. The mission was waiting. Dr. Petrovich was waiting. Maybe even here on the second floor, as the dying Snake Man had said. Haley scrambled to his feet. As he was about to shoulder his gear, he remembered something he was holding in his hand. The thing he'd picked up in the underwater tunnel. He looked at it. It was key card 6. To be continued. Game hint. Don't always believe the map you get or what you hear on the radio. You'll find a lot of misinformation. And now, Metal Gear Substance. I'll look back at Chapter 13. What do you mean the only thing to do is dive in? Are you mental? Are you supposed to be some expertly trained super soldier or something? First, what you should have done is figured out whether or not that's even water. If there was any doubt, perform some tests. All you need to do is grab a guard and push him in. You don't even have to knock him out first, just push him in the water. If he swims around and doesn't, you know, burst into flames or anything, well then it's water and not acid. Yeah, it's that simple. Once you've established that it's water, it's time for you to figure out how far down the water goes. Here again is a good time to take a hostage and learn, you know, all the important intel. For example, how far down does the water go? Is there a door at the bottom? Where does that tunnel lead? What's on the other side? Is there any way around that doesn't involve me packing all of my gear to the bottom of a mysterious indoor lake? And while we're at it, why not take a look without all of your equipment? There's no reason you can't take multiple trips down, especially if you're trying to be cautious. Without 300 pounds of guns and missiles, you should have no problem getting to the door and figuring out what you're supposed to do. Then, when the door is open and you have a path, you just go back up and you get your guns. Seriously, it's a miracle that this guy hasn't been killed already. Of course, half the reason he hasn't been killed is because of dumb luck. He just happens to find the room with the key card he needed. He just happens to catch the Solid Snake Man before he died. That's not luck, that's just convenient writing. Again, I hate to pick on the Deus Ex Machina of the key cards, but clearly they're just tossed in to make sure Justin Haley can get from here to there. Okay, gang, it looks like next week we're back to 2 chapters, and then after that, there are only 3 episodes left. We're almost through with this book, and there's so much left to uncover. You aren't going to want to miss a single moment of Cyril Reed's Metal Gear. My name is Cyril, and I'll see you next week.